One day he touched that crippled man. He made him walk again. Now the master, he saw with pleasure that he had labored not in vain. But the story of that crippled man, great, who was bound by sin.
By request Mr. by Linky. Lastly, the Cathedrals and Somebody Touch Me. And I hope you enjoyed that, Lindsay. And I've got a lot of music in here that your mama and daddy and I both dearly love. A lot of groups that we kind of grew up with when you girls were tiny and my children were tiny. And you're going to hear some of those songs tonight. I'm going to try to record a portion of the program and send you the link on it, Lindsay, and then you can play that for your mama. But again, my prayer is that someday your mom's going to feel good enough, and we're going to trust God for that, that she can use that phenomenal broadcasting voice that she has and share her testimony on the radio. All my music belongs to her, every song I have, and I've got gospel music. I've got some good classic country from the 70s, 80s, and 90s. I've got light rock like we used to play at the old Lake 102 when we worked together, and it's all hers. I will put it on a backup hard drive for her, help her set up her station, and we'll raise some money to get that station on the air if we have to, Lindsay. But I want to tell you, that's my promise, and that's what God has laid on my heart, and that's what I intend to do. And I'm looking forward so much to that day when your mama makes her first broadcast. I'm going to be so happy, and I'll be praising God that day. Here's Ivan Parker.
There's only one thing that I long for when I reach my home on high, to see my Jesus in His glory, and to reign with Him on high. I'll be so glad to see my mother, who has gone on to that land. But I long to see my Jesus, and by His side to stand.
Heavy bird.
So I'll keep my Savior with me on my journey.
Ivan Parker and My Journey to the Sky. 17 minutes past 7, and a big shout out and a big God bless you to Duetta Merritt listening down in Somerset, Kentucky. Thanks for tuning in, Duetta. Here's the Gaither Vocal Band.
Save your love.
The Gaither Vocal Band and the Love of God. 22 minutes past 7, here's Greater Vision. Come unto me.
Come unto me, all ye who are weary, tired, and worn. I'll give you rest. I'll give you rest. A comfort from your pain and a shelter from the storm. I'll give you rest. I'll give you rest. His tender voice is calling me to a place the flesh can't find.
That's Greater Vision. Here's Twyla Paris. A beautiful song called Lamb of God.
You have sent him from your side.
Twyla Paris, Lamb of God. 28 minutes past 7. Good evening. Hope you're getting a blessing from the music and enjoying it this evening. Here's Kenny Henson. Look to Him.
Now I know the Bible says when you've done all you can to stand, just stand. And I know it's hard sometimes to look through these tear-stained eyes and still see the scars in those hands. Just you keep this in mind when hope seems so hard to find. Surely you've not reached the end when the whole world has let you down. Jesus can still be found.
He can still
if you try. Look to Him. Look to Him, for He only, when sorrow makes lonely, on a day, then the night closes in. He can banish the midnight and call back the sunlight. So high. Questions can, Lord, they can get so hard to understand, but then you know I know someone that knows it all. His eyes see even that little sparrow fall, yet he can hold back the sea with just one hand. He's so big he rides on the breeze that blows, yet in your heart the only one that knows the heartaches and all the trouble you're in. So when life seems everything but good, remember Him, cause He's the only one that could. If you'd only dare look to Him. Look to Him, for He only, when sorrow makes lonely, all the day, then the night closes in.
Kenny Henson and Look to Him. 7:33. I'm trying to record at least a portion of the show tonight, and I'm going to send a link to my dear friend Chloe Hargis's daughter, Lindsay, and then hopefully, Lindsay, you can play a little bit of the show for her, or as much as you want or can, possibly off your phone the next time you visit. But Chloe has been through so much, Lindsay's mother, and my dear friend. We started at Lake 102 together. We were the first hires, and in August of 1989, we all went on the air together and formed a very special bond. I haven't seen Chloe that much in the past few years, but we posted on Facebook and stayed in touch on Facebook, and that's one of the things I really love on about Facebook. But if you're really great friends with somebody, you don't have to see them every week or every month or even every year. You just love them, and that love just transcends all time. But I'm wanting each and every one of you, if you would, please, to be much in prayer for Chloe. I shared a little bit of her story, and I'll just summarize it by this. It was very traumatic for her a few weeks ago when she went in for surgery and had to have one leg removed, was on the road to recovery, we thought, and they discovered that the other leg had the same problem, and she had to have that leg removed too. So she is now without her two legs. But she's got her great voice. She's got a great heart. She's got a great talent. And she serves and has served always a great God in heaven. And I know God's got his hand on her. And I know God's not done with her yet. So please be much in prayer for her, that we can help her put a radio studio together in her home that will be easily accessible, where she can go up to it and she can do some great gospel shows. She can do some oldie shows, and which I know she will, and play also some of that wonderful adult contemporary light rock format that we played at the old Lake 102. And Chloe, I hope you get to listen to this and know how much I love you, my friend, and Joey, and your precious daughters. And we go back a long ways. But please pray for strength and healing for Chloe, and give her peace and comfort, God. And also peace and comfort for all of her family, and extra strength, because they're walking this journey with her day by day. And the family is traumatized when somebody they love suffers something debilitating like this. And the family goes through a lot of trauma. But they've locked arms. And they've got God giving them strength every day to make this journey with their precious mother. Chloe, I love you. And I love you, Joey, and your precious daughter. So we'll be going to be praying for you. And please pray for Sue Estes. I've known Sue Estes since back in the 70s. We met at Full Gospel Business way back then. I was a much younger man. Didn't know a whole lot about anything except one thing. And I knew that Sue Estes was a good Christian woman. And I knew she married a good Christian, godly man. And they have stayed that way throughout the years. But Sue had a terrible fall here a few weeks ago. And she's recovering from that fall and carrying all those injuries right into Thanksgiving time. Got a special prayer request today from one of my Facebook friends, Rhonda Shendoan. One of her friends, Roxanne North, I don't know Roxanne, but she was in a fire and 90% of her body was burned. And we're going to pray for intervention and strength and healing for her. And prayers continue also for Dwayne Gaines, who is the brother of Doris Crabtree. And she's already lost one brother to cancer, and Dwayne is battling cancer valiantly right now. Also be much in prayer for Kelly Dalton. Kelly and Sharon Dalton, friends and listeners. I've never met them. Terry has. And I just know what I see on Facebook, and they are precious people. And, of course, Terry verified that for me when she met them at a Rhonda Vincent concert. Also special prayers continuing for Duetta Merritt, Brother Claude Davis down in Nashville, Tennessee. Also for my Aunt Kathleen, please remember her in prayer. Please remember Janie Beam, recovering from cancer surgery. Tiny Childers, who had some heart problems that he was dealing with. Judy Howard, who has lost a husband and then went through surgery. And her sister, Tammy Atchley, has a stroke. So we've got Judy and Tammy Atchley in our prayers. Shelby Reynolds, a cousin to Dwayne Reynolds. Some of you know Dwayne, a listener to some of our programs here at Frank and Terry Radio. Shelby Reynolds battling cancer. And haven't had it, heard anything or had a report on Robin Aker Denny, but she has been waiting on a liver for a liver transplant, and God willing, she will get that. Please remember all those folks in your prayers tonight. Here's Evie and Part the Waters.
When I think I'm going under, part the waters, Lord. When I feel the waves around me come to sea. When I cry for help, oh hear me, Lord, and hold out your hand. Touch my life, still the raging storm. When I feel the waves around me come to sea, when I cry for help, oh hear me, Lord, and hold out your hand. Touch my life, still the raging storm in me, knowing you love me. I feel the waves around me come to sea. When I cry for help, oh hear me, Lord, and hold out your hand. Touch my life, still the raging storm in me.
I want to see Jesus. Son of God. As I entered the gates of that city, my loved ones all knew me well. They took me down the streets of heaven. The scenes too many to tell.
And cried holy. 7:46, and I want to do a shout out and a big God bless you and a big thank you to Pam Belcher and Tom Belcher listening down in San Antonio, I believe. And Pam is going to be praying for your mama, Lindsay, and all the other people on the prayer list. Also, I did not mention Tom, Pam's husband. I've got him on my big prayer list, one I go through every night. I've got about 150-something people on there, and I raise those names up before the throne of God every night. But, Pam, I haven't quit praying for Tom, and we're going to keep him on there and until he is up and out running around and running a marathon. How about that? Anyways, love you both. Thank you so much for your prayers for my friend, and prayers will continue. For Tom also. Lindsay, your dad and mom and I kind of grew up to this one. It's Gold City and Midnight Cry.
I hear the sound of a mighty rushing wind, and it's close now than it's ever been. I can almost hear the trumpet.
I see prophecies fulfilling and signs of the time.
That one gives you goosebumps. I mean, it was 30 years ago when I heard that for the first time. Actually, 32 years ago, about 1987, and it gave me big goosebumps, chill bumps, whatever you want to call them. Back then, it still does now. And Lindsay Lashley, Chloe Hargis's daughter, says, one of my favorites, Dad, my mom, and my Uncle David used to sing this one. Oh, and I know it sounded good. I've heard your dad sing. Now, I haven't heard your Uncle David and your mom. That does not surprise me. She's got a phenomenal voice. And she's going to be doing it again. We're going to believe God for that. Here's Squire Parsons, Sweet Beulah Land. Someday on the
just across the river to where my pain is gonna end inside. There's just a few more days to live, then I must take my heavenly plan. Oh, the Beulah land I'm longing for you, and someday on thee I'll stand.
I'm not on an ego trip. I'm nothing on my own. I've made mistakes and often slip. I'm just common, flesh and bone. But I'll prove someday just what I say. I'm of a special kind. For while he was on the cross, I was on his mind. The look of love was on his face, and thorns on his head. Blood was on that scarlet robe, and it was stained in crimson red. Though his eyes were on the crowd that day, looked ahead in time. For while he was on the cross, listen, you were on his mind. He yes, while he was on the cross, you were on his mind. so unworthy of such mercy. For while he was on the cross, that was all he is. Yes, while he was on the cross, I was on his mind.
Jason Crabb, when he was on the cross, I was on his mind. Here's the Mike Lefever Quartet. You're never too far away.
You're a million miles away from where you started out. You'd like to come back home, but you're having your doubts. You're not sure he even heard you all those times you tried to pray. Now you're wondering if he'll take you in or turn you away. You're never too far away that he can't hear you. All your fears, sees all your tears, feels all your pain. Just turn around and you will find he's standing beside you with his arms open wide. He knows where you are, never too far. Just ignored that voice inside your heart. Let me tell you a secret about the Father's love. His grace is more than sufficient for anything you've ever done. Too far away that he can't hear you when you pray. He knows all your fears, sees all your tears, feels all your pain. Just turn around and you will find he's standing beside you with his arms open wide. He knows where you are. Never too far. Just turn around and you will find he's standing beside you with his arms open wide. He knows where you are. You're never too far away. Where you are, you're never too far away.
The Mike Lefever Quartet, and you're never too far away. Here's the Inspirations, and he looked beyond my faults.
Mm-hmm. amazing grace will always be my song of praise. For it was grace that bought my liberty. I do not know just why he beyond my faults and saw my need. I shall forever lift mine eyes to Calvary to view the cross where Jesus died for.
Inspirations, he looked beyond my faults. 8 minutes past eight, and a big shout out to Mary Alice Niehaus, and a big God bless you. Mary Alice is listening all the way up in the northern panhandle of West Virginia in the beautiful town of Glendale, West Virginia. Brad Paisley country, as it's known up there. And I was raised about 2 miles from Glendale, West Virginia, in a little town called Moundsville. Mary Alice and I went to high school together. God bless you, Mary Alice. Thank you so much for tuning in. Here's the Tallies, and no other word for grace but amazing.
Red can't explain the beauty of a rose. White can't tell the magic in the air when it snows. Marvelous can't half convey the grace of the King. The only word for grace is amazing. There's no other word for grace but amazing. No explanation will do unmerited favor. The song that I sing, no other word for grace but Father looked beyond
Tally's in no other word for grace but amazing. And Chloe, if Lindsay is able to play this show for you, you're going to find out your daughter's telling on you, girl. She said, Mom sings this song at church. No other word for grace but amazing. That does not surprise me. That beautiful voice of yours, Chloe, is going to be back on the air, hopefully, and I'm trusting God for that right now, that we're going to be able to put all this together. And once you start rehabbing and feeling better physically and we get you back home, then I'm going to start working on your radio station here, doing a little bit at a time, you know, and I'm not going to rush you, and maybe have Joey bring you and Lindsay and the girls out here to my home. And I'm going to take you to my radio studio. And believe me, I can get you there. I know. But don't worry, okay? God and Frank have this. You just have to trust me. We serve a great God, don't we? Here's the New South. Wow, the New South and how great thou art. 16 minutes past 8, I'm going a little bit over tonight. If you bear with me, I'm going to play one more by the Cathedrals. By request, We Shall See Jesus.
Here's an incredible song and an incredible gentleman to sing it. We Shall See Jesus.
We shall see Jesus. Just as he is, one sunny hillside, people were gathered. to see him as thousands were fed, and he touched the blind eyes, healed broken spirits, amen. He moved with compassion. Why, even raised up the dead. Once on a hillside, people watching as Jesus, he was crucified. Oh, us showed mercy to the one who he suffered and he died. Once on a hillside, people were gathered, for Jesus had risen, amen, and soon would ascend. But then as he blessed them, he rose to the heaven, and he gave them this promise: come back, back again.
Oh, what a great way to wrap up the Gospel Buffet on this Sunday evening. It's 22 minutes past 8. I said we'd go to about 8:15, so I'm sorry I went over just a tad, and I trust you will forgive me for that. And I want to thank each and every one of you for joining me this evening for this Gospel Music Buffet. Thank you for praying for my friend Chloe Hargis, who I'm going to try to make a copy of this show and give a link to Lindsay, her daughter, and next time Lindsay sees her, she can play the show for her. And again, keep praying that we can get this wonderful talent on the air to share not just her beautiful voice, but to share her testimony that she's going to have. Because God is not done with you, Chloe Hargis. And of course, you've got that wonderful support group. You've got Joey. You've got the girls. You've got the grandchildren. And they're going to be making this journey with you one day at a time, one step at a time. And we're going to have you back. And I cannot wait till we can get your radio station set up. I'm very much excited about it. And I'm praying that God keeps me alive long enough to get you on the air. If it's His will, it'll be done. If it's not, there's nothing we can do except, just to ask for it. Anyways, Chloe, I hope you enjoy the music from the show. And what I do every Sunday, when I program a gospel show, it's my God time. It's my worship time. And I pray that God will give me music that will bless some of my listeners, especially some of my listeners who may have special needs, and that the music will speak to their heart and minister to them. And that's the way I program. And since I've been doing that, I've been able to put the shows together with a lot more ease. It's a whole different ballgame, as you know, Chloe, from programming secular music in a secular format, you know, where we program a lot by rhythm and tempo and so on and so forth. So anyways, thank you each and every person that joined me tonight for this gospel music buffet. I always go out with this song, and then I follow with another song because I've got to segue and go back into a light rock format. And it's hard to do that gracefully, to go from gospel to the light rock format. But thank you each and every one who joined me, and thank you for your prayers. And I want to say, God bless you. Have a super Sunday evening, what's left of it. A wonderful week this week, and a very happy and blessed Thanksgiving. This is my prayer every day. Here's Elvis.
If I have wounded any soul today, if I have caused one's foot to go astray, if I have walked in my own way, confessed to thee, forgive my secret sins I do not see. Oh God, watch over me and my keeper be. Oh,
Hello, I'm Frank.
And I'm Terry.
We'd like to welcome you to the best mix of light rock.
From the 70s, 80s, and 90s on Frank and Terry Radio.